ahead and good morning once again. Welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, M1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montin in studio. Always having somebody in studio to talk about an event happening around the area that you can take part in and at least learn about. And maybe you might want to take part in it afterwards today. It's always a fun thing for everyone to take part in. Friends, family, everyone can do this. And today we're being joined in studio by Mr. Roger Ross. And Roger, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. And so, and Roger, you're with one of the great organizations here in Washington County. And you're, what organization are you from?
I'm a member of the Washington County Rotary here. And I'm here to talk about our 15th annual Washington County bike ride.
All right. And of course, the Rotary Club, the organization, kind of a community organization that does things to give back to the community. And that's kind of what this is going to be about. And it's called for, what's the name of the bike ride again?
Head for the Hills.
Head for the Hills bike ride. So I guess we're going to be out in the country, not riding through town, right?
That's right. That's right. We've got three courses that participants will ride on. We've got a 22-mile course, a 43-mile course, and a 66-mile course.
66 miles. So that's pretty much all just out in beautiful countryside.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why we're so popular, is because it's during the bluebonnet season, during the spring. And so people love to bike ride in our country roads and just take in the views.
All right. And what part of the county are you going to be riding through?
Well, we're starting out at the high school and going down 2935, and then going out into that area. We're going to be the major intersections that will be impacted will be FM 50 at Westerfield Road, Highway 105 at Pickens Road, Highway 105 at FM 912, and FM 50 at Airport. We will have deputies at those locations directing traffic, but there will be no closures. So we're going to be flowing with the traffic at the same time. So we ask for your patience during that time.
Yeah, just a slight delays for the bike riders, but other than that, everything's going to be flowing. Just
especially at the start, which is going to be at 8 o'clock from the high school. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at on 2935, and we will stagger those starts in 15-minute intervals. There will be three, one at 8 o'clock, one at 8:15, and then one at 8:30.
All right. And then how long do these bike rides usually last?
Well, it just depends. You know, it's hard to determine exactly how long they'll last. We speculate that we should be done between 3 and 3:30. The last rider should be done between 3 and 3:30. We have support staff that ride behind the very last rider, and so they're kind of encouraging them along the way. So we hope at 3:30 that we'll be all done.
Yeah. That's what, 7 hours? I mean, that's a long time to ride a bike.
Yeah, it is a long time. 66 miles is a long way.
Well, I guess that's true, too. And so you guys are doing this bike ride, and why are we doing the bike ride?
Well, our organization does fundraisers to donate to different local charitable organizations. And in the past, we've donated to Adams Angels, Main Street Local History, Boys and Girls Club, the Girls and Boys Scouts, Children's Protective Services Adoption Fair, Rotary House, which I'd like to give a plug. This is for Washington County residents who need to travel to MD Anderson for treatment and need to stay over at the facility there. Our Rotary Club will donate up to $100 for 7 nights in a one-year period if you are a resident of Washington County and you have to go down there for a family member that needs treatment. So I wanted people to know about that. Habitat for Humanity, Camp for All, Miracle Farms, the list goes on and on. We've raised over the last 15 years over $250,000 for local charitable organizations.
Oh, wow. And that from all your fundraisers?
From bike ride alone.
Just the bike ride alone.
Bike ride alone, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money for a bike ride.
Yes.
And so you're doing always give back. So, and how many people do you really have showing up for this thing?
Well, it depends, you know, and it depends on the weather, too. Yeah. You know, if the weather's really nice, then we could have up to 600-700 participants.
Oh.
When the weather's not so good. Last year, the weather was not favorable for us. We had rain, and it was cold. Mm-hmm. So we only had about 350 participants last year.
But that's still a lot of bike riders.
still a lot of bike riders. That's exactly right. And there's a lot of effort by the Washington County Rotary. We have a lot of volunteers. And this year is our first year to be sanctioned by the MS-150.
Okay.
So we are an MS-150 ride that people, you know, practice.
A qualifying ride, I guess what they call it.
Well, it's more just a ride to get in shape to do the MS-150.
Okay.
So anybody that participates in the MS-150, it's been sent out to all those participants in hopes that they will show up as well.
Okay. And so if people are out there, maybe do ride the MS-150, never heard about this one. Can they still sign up for it then?
Yes, they can. We've been on the MS-150 website, so people that are in tune to riding MS-150 bike rides, they would see ours and be able to click the button at mm-hmm. the MS-150 and go to our website. Our website is hills.org. And so anybody that has any questions or just wants to know about the bike ride, please feel free to go to our website. It's very informative. It has all the routes that we will be going, the different mm-hmm. streets, the different county roads that we'll be on. I can't tell you specifically what time we will be there, but the short ride, usually, you know, we're looking at just a few hours for that short ride at 22 miles, and then they'll be back. We start at the high school, and we're ending at the fairgrounds.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. So, not far from each other.
No, right there.
All right. And then you said you go online. Was there a cutoff to sign up for that one?
Yeah, tomorrow is the cutoff for online registration. And then, of course, you can still register at the event. Our registration will open at 5:30 on Saturday morning. And we'll go until the event starts at 8 o'clock.
All right. And what's the cost for a registration?
At the event, it's $45 if you register at the event on Saturday.
Okay. And so in the bike ride. And then afterwards, is there like a kind of a celebration afterwards?
Afterwards, we are selling some pulled pork sandwiches. And Bluebell Ice Cream is a supporter of ours.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'd like to give a shout-out to the sponsors that we have this year. Our major sponsors are Apple Ford, Germania Insurance, Bluebell, and they are providing ice cream, Ace Hardware, Blue Bonnet Electric, and then there are many other sponsors that that we have as well.
Okay. Now, you're saying, people that don't ride, can they just stop by and get buy some sandwiches?
Sure.
There?
Sure. Come on by. Yeah, we welcome everyone. You know, that will be at the food court at the fairgrounds. We'll have that. So after the event, we encourage everyone to come out and kind of see what it's all about.
Yep. All right. So again, Head for the Hills, a bike ride is coming up this Saturday once again, right?
That's exactly right.
And what time should they get to the high school for
that
one?
I would say, get there at least by 7:30. 7 o'clock would be better to get everything registered and get ready to get on the bike and start going. You know, I mean, I think the earlier the better.
There you go. And of course, so you can sign up online. What's the website again for people to sign up for?
It is headforhills.org.
Headforhills.org. And again, registered till tomorrow or
online
or the day of at the high school.
That's exactly right.
All right. And once again, let's talk about for people that maybe not be riding, but just need to know about the course you're going to be riding on so they'll know maybe to.
Well, like I
expect some delays if they're driving
some
areas.
Like I said, you know, those are the major intersections at 50, 105 and Westerfield Road, Pickens, FM 912 and Airport. Those are the ones. And I also want to give a big thanks to the Sheriff Department, Sheriff Honick and Lieutenant O'Connor for getting officers out there, deputies out there to direct traffic for us. And then we'll have citizens on patrol. We'll have county citizen on patrol out in the county as well, directing traffic and making sure everyone's safe. And then in town, I would like to thank Chief Barrow and Sergeant Eilert for their cooperation with us. And also the city cops, Rob Aguilar was in. I've been in contact with him about parking and directing traffic at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. All right, then. So, again, so just be wary for morning into early mid-afternoon.
That's right. That's right. From around 8 to 3:30, in those areas out on, Queeby Road, out 1155, there will be out in that area. So just be aware and be patient with us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's for a good cause. We donate all the funds that we get to local communities. So it's a one-time-a-year thing. So we're just asking for the community's indulgence and support.
There you go. While everybody's out there enjoying the wildflowers.
Exactly.
This weekend.
And unfortunately, it looks like it might rain on Saturday. But from what I saw last night, if you can believe what you see on the weather, it looks like it might hold off till 3 or 3:30 that day. So we're hoping so.
Yeah. And this event, is it kind of a rain or shine event? It goes on?
To a certain extent, it is. Last year, it was really it was bad weather. It was misty and very, very cold, and we went on with the event. You know, bike riders are pretty hardcore. They want to get out there, you know, rain or shine. Okay. So we're hoping, as long as it's not, you know, a lot of lightning and wind and that kind of thing, we'll probably go on.
There you go. And if somebody has any kind of question about that, can they contact anybody and ask that?
Well, if you go to headforthehills.org, yes, and that'll give you all the information as far as contact and probably resolve any question that you have on that website as well.
There you go. All right, Roger, anything else that we need to go over that we didn't touch on?
I thank you for giving me some time, and I just wanted to let the community know that we're going to be out there and ask for their indulgence for this weekend. And thank you for your all support.
All right, well, appreciate you coming in today, and good luck to you this weekend. Hopefully everything works out for you, and a lot of people show up for you.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
There we go. Again, Roger Ross from Washington County Rotary Club, our guest today on the Community Corner. And thank you for joining us today for the Community Corner. Remember, we do this every Tuesday. We'll do it again next Tuesday with some more guests, and so we'll talk about some more great events coming up. We'll get into the spring. It'll be officially spring next time for the Community Corner. There's a lot of great spring events are starting to start popping up. If you've got one coming up and you want to talk about on the Community Corner, of course, just call us here in the offices at 979-836-3655, or you can just email promotions@ktex.com. That's gonna be Holly Ryder. She'll book all these out, and she does these in advance, so give us a couple weeks. Don't call tomorrow, when we'll be on next Tuesday. We've already got that one booked, but give us a couple weeks in advance, the way you get booked out and get a plenty of publicity for you that you'll be on the Community Corner and get your event out to the masses here on KWHS. Again, 979-836-3655, or email promotions@ktex.com and get you on the Community Corner.